Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State University turned the electrical power down on campus on Tuesday in an effort to highlight the importance of reducing the school's energy footprint. That power reduction effort came on the same day that faculty at the school held a protest over the ongoing negotiations between the Cal State University system and the California Faculty Association. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher issued a statement to students regarding the ongoing labor dispute that could lead to faculty strikes and address concerns that students could see their academic year interrupted by labor strife. Rosbacher said that she wants to assure students that a strike is not imminent and that one will not necessarily happen at all. There are hearings and negotiations scheduled for the end of November and into December as well, and the classes will continue as normal. CSU faculty members have voted to approve a strike if those negotiations fail. The county has hired a new department head. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors appointed Kristen Brinks as the new director of the Department of Health and Human Services. Brinks will begin working at her new position in January of 2016, replacing Phil Crandall, who is set to retire around that same time. Brinks currently serves as the deputy director of community services for the El Dorado County Health and Human Services Agency, overseeing 13 programs. Stellar service to the community in a fiscally responsible manner is a passion of mine, Brinks said in a statement, and I am very much looking forward to working side by side with the dedicated team here in Humboldt County.
Thank you, Jordan. State Republican leaders have expressed their opposition to a statement made by Governor Jerry Brown, who said on Monday that thoroughly vetted Syrian refugees would be welcome to emigrate and relocate to California. Senator Andy Vidak, who represents the Central Valley, said that the safety of Californians should be the first priority and that he has very little faith that President Obama and Governor Brown can protect us. Governor Brown has issued a statement in honor of Long Beach State student and victim of the Paris terrorist attacks, Noemi Gonzalez, and he also said that the United States should continue to be a haven for the oppressed, but he also stressed the need for vigilance in those who are allowed to settle. Humboldt County and the Emerald Triangle do have an underground economy built around marijuana, and if the election results in 2010 are any indication, local residents are in no hurry to legalize marijuana. In 2010, Proposition 19 failed at the polls with more than 54% of voters opposing legalization. In Humboldt County, those numbers were reflected locally, with 53% of the just over 50,000 who cast votes voting no. The latest Public Policy Polling Institute data shows that views on marijuana legalization have changed, and that now a majority favor legal marijuana. Support for legalization has increased each year since 2010, and that includes voters 55 and over, who have seen a change of more than 10% in support since Prop 19 failed. Republican support for legalization has nearly doubled in the past 5 years, but still falls short of 50%, while independents and Democrats overwhelmingly support marijuana legalization. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At Tuesday's supervisors' meeting, the board was asked to approve the distribution of more than $370,000 in asset forfeiture revenue gathered by the sheriff's office. Asset forfeiture is the seizure of cash and material assets that were the result of criminal activity or that could be used to further criminal activity. Local law enforcement agencies can seize those assets and use them for law enforcement operations. The sheriff's office regularly seizes cash and other assets, and according to Sheriff Mike Downey, the totals run into the millions of dollars each year.
All you have to look at is look at the seizures that our drug task force and my drug enforcement unit have taken off in the last year. How about just the other day, $30,000, and it was not marijuana related. This was methamphetamine and heroin. We took off another $30,000. Prior to that, we're looking at a couple million dollars just this last year. I mean, and that's just scraping the tip of the iceberg.
The money was distributed to Eureka and Arcata Police, the DA's office, and to the Sheriff's Asset Forfeiture Trust Fund. And the amount of cash in the community is the result of the underground black market economy, according to Downey.
I mean, everyone knows that a guy or gal will come in with a roll of money in their hand. I mean, it's no secret that, especially Southern Humboldt, people pay for most everything in cash. And there's a lot of people in that area that are trying to change that perception, but it's a hard thing to change.
The County Drug Task Force is comprised of officers from local police departments, the Sheriff's Office, and the CHP. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.